We are lucky to have two fine gentlemen in our studio today. That was Butch Hancock, fabulous singer-songwriter and a poet for sure. And you can just contemplate on what that refrain might mean. What does it mean, do you think?
Boy, I don't know. You know, some things you don't write, I mean, you don't know what they are until years later. I don't know why I started singing that particular song, but it might have been something that, well, what happened was back years ago, I don't think I do it anymore lately, but I would dream songs and get them out of the dream and write them down.
Isn't that funny?
And that's amazing. That's a bizarre experience in itself. But one of the weird things that happens was that like two or three of the songs, it was actually Jimmy in the dream singing the song.
You told me that once
and,
before.
Well, yeah, one time he was actually on a tape recorder. Right. I had to go back in and rewind the tape recorder and play it again.
You had to go back into the dream, rewind the tape recorder and play it again so you'd get the song.
Well, it's a longer story, but...
That's just bad.
I'm going to have to turn the tape recorder on for my dreams because I have a lot of dreams that hadn't occurred to me to record them.
Well, you can get them down as fast as you can while you're still close to that other side.
Exactly. You know.
Anyway, this is a real treat. And Turk, it's time for you to do another poem or something, tell a story.
Okay, I think I will. I think I'll do one of these pieces of this poetry. You know, six new books, they couldn't all be novels.
Right.
There were three novels, Red from Moleskine. The sequel to my novel, When Angels Sing, which I first read on the radio at the beginning of a tour all over the country, was on your show. And
30 years ago or something.
Yeah, 20-something years ago. And then that movie was made that book was made into the film Angels Sing with Willie Nelson and Chris Christopherson and a whole cast of Austin musicians. And Lyle Lovett was in it and lots of great people.
Wait. We forgot to mention that you two guys are going to be on stage at Stateside at the Paramount this weekend on Friday night. So go, and it's at 7:30
at the Stateside at the Paramount. Okay. It's called On Their Own, but it will be Words and Deeds. I will indeed juggle something. I'm going to do my flea circus from long ago, which is
going
to play. I'm going to read a little. It's going to be fun. So this is I might read a couple from this book, Words for Your Songs. And this piece is called West Texas Sand. Don't ask about my poetry. Born in the stinging sand of West Texas, a whirling dust devil on a sky of blue. No how, no why, just is, an invisible hand sweeping the land, the broom of God against the words of man. Riding the winds, my poetry landed in the Smoky Mountains of Tennessee, carried in a case of Bibles, for your family, ma'am, more than you can afford in your homemade muslin dress. Remembering the tears in your eyes, I threw my samples into the ravine and watched the words of God as they floated away to some distant dam with my poetry. In New Mexico, they laid the land in towering spires and endless stands of perfect pine. Beneath the stars we slept, entwined with words against the cold, and slept in lovers' dreams, unknowing, unaware, as a bear came close and ate my poetry. Resurrected by your death in this eulogy of love, a bare verse of your intelligent grace from a case of river-stained words and wind-blown rhymes, a book of holy verse, and a life you lived in meter and rhyme. One perfect couplet in time and space, and all that I own to remember your face. And that came from a phrase that Bob had sent to us called About My Poetry.
You went from grade school in San Angelo and telling the teacher that the dog ate your homework.
It ate my poetry,
You graduated to a bear eating your poetry. I like that.
In San Angelo, or Sand Angelo, as people sometimes say, San Angelo, which is easy to remember because it sounds exactly like the two most famous things there, Sand Angelo. San Angelo. when I wrote poetry in San Angelo, I really didn't know what to do with it.
Well, you're still doing it, and that's a good thing. And Jell-O is, I haven't eaten Jell-O in so long, but, you know, anybody who grew up in the 40s or 50s or 60s ate a lot of Jell-O. If you remember Luby's cafeteria, Jell-O everywhere. And I've seen a recent joke about Jell-O, and somebody with red hair. You might have run across it. Butch.
Luby's was the first place that I ever heard somebody say, one of the little old ladies sitting behind serving food, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you'd get your tray down there far enough, and she'd say, "Mep you with a meat dish."
Melp you.
Mep you.
I swear, when I heard that, I couldn't figure out what you... Melp you.
Yeah.
Melp you.
Melp you. Some of them would put the L in right, there. Others
right, right.
would just...
Just mep you. Right.
Moti.
Yeah, that one too. Butch, another song.